knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his, three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door and welcome to the Regal Beagle Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode, covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones. Joining me today is my good friend Ace Vaughn Johnson of Faster Pussycat, one of the greatest rock bands that have ever come out of the Sunset Strip. Let's give it up for Ace. Thank you so much for taking time out for over the last few weeks, knocking on our door and talking about my favorite show of all time, Three's Company.
Well, thank you, Danko Jones. I appreciate you having me here on the Regal Beagle, and I'm happy to talk about Three's Company.
I mean, when I think of Three's Company, I do sometimes think of Faster Pussycat.
care to elaborate?
Just
Jack Tripper just trying to get laid all the time. It reminds you of Tammy from like the 80s.
Well, Tammy is a kind of like a Jack Tripper meets maybe Larry Dallas all in
okay.
one, you know?
Okay, I could see that.
A compliment, which is a very big compliment coming from me.
Yeah, I think he would accept that as a compliment too.
I think so too.
And his response would be and his cadence would be that's fucking cool, Bubba. Thanks, man. Fuck. And that's exactly what he would say.
Oh man. All right. Well, let's get down to this. This is season 3, episode 6. My
yes.
Sister's Keeper. It aired October 17, 1978. Directed by Dave Powers, written by Paul Wayne and George Burdett. Janet's little sister, Jenny, comes to town to visit. Jack lets her use his room during her stay. In the middle of the night, he accidentally crawls into bed out of pure habit. Janet catches them and throws a gasket. This is basically pure misunderstanding, classic Three's Company. Ace, what did you think of My Sister's Keeper?
I love this one because I actually remember seeing this one multiple times in my youth.
Ah.
I think this one's great. I have a question for you. Does her sister Jenny ever come back, or is this just a one-off for her?
One-off, man.
What a weird thing. And the show was on for what, seven seasons or something like that? Eight seasons,
yeah. Yeah.
That's so weird that you'd have a sister character like that and never reincorporate her. But I digress. I thought it was great. I actually felt like Jack was not being his usual complete kind of chauvinistic male, like slut bag kind of whatever in this one. I felt like he was kind of trying to walk the line, like, okay, it's her sister, I don't want to upset her.
Right.
But at the same time, like, then her sister was, you know, like trying to defend Jack almost when Chrissy and Jack got into it, you know, just basically saying, you know, I'm old enough to make up my own mind, and if I want to do what I want to do, I'm going to do it. And I think Jack actually got turned on by that at whatever turning point that was in the episode. I don't know. That was a good episode. That was good. It's nice, sort of. There's no morale tale here, really, but sort of embedded in like all their usual comedic nonsense. There's a little bit more of like a, you know, like. Hey, don't fuck my sister, please. You know, like little morality tale, I guess, buried in there, maybe. I don't know.
Well, if anything, it's like more proof that, you know, Janet is a control freak, if anything,
oh,
from last.
Totally.
Yeah. But I also felt there was a vibe as well between Jack and Jenny. Especially the part where he's like, okay, girls, I'm going to get ready for bed. I'm taking off my pants. And like Janet and Chrissy run away, but Jenny stays.
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
Janet has to get Jenny out of the room. So there is that vibe. And that was after their date. So yeah, I still think that, you know, Jenny liked Jack.
I think so too. I think she was up for it. I think it was like that sort of, How old are these characters supposed to be? I mean, like, they've got to be in their 20s.
Yeah.
Not necessarily Jenny, but the main cast.
Yeah, they got to be in their, like, early to mid-20s. Because, like, Jack is, I believe he's still in cooking school.
Okay. Yeah, they're supposed to be like college kids, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I imagine Jenny's probably like, what, 19, and Jack's like 23, 24. You know, I'm sure she was like, oh, older guy, you know, he's suave and all that nonsense. Yeah. And she's, you know, the as far as the characters are going, she's probably into it. He probably took her out. Wasn't Jack supposed to take Jenny out? Sorry, I'm like getting everyone's names confused here.
Lots of J's. There's a lot of J's. Yeah.
He was supposed to take Jenny out and show her a good time. And Janet said, was like opposed to it at first, but then decided, you know, you're not too terrible of a human being. Go ahead and just take my sister out, show her a good time. And of course, she probably was a little enamored with him, I would imagine, you know, by the time their date was over.
Yeah, so. For sure. For sure. And I think, I don't know, I think because you were saying Jack was super on his best behavior, but I think he liked Jenny too.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
But, and she was, Janet introduced her as like a really top student at school. She's on the dean's list, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, I think maybe she's in like maybe she's like 19, 20, maybe 21. So that would put Janet in her maybe mid 20s.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, that also kind of shows you that she's like a total, not a good, like a goody two shoes, but like, you know, dean's list and all that. I mean, that sounds like she's probably a good egg. So she's probably trying to use her little vacation or visiting her sister or whatever it is as like a chance to kind of, you know, get all wild and
let loose. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think she would have liked a second date with Jack, but unfortunately I don't think that happened.
I don't think Janet was going to let that happen. No, but you know, it was worth a shot. I mean, that would have been a cute little dynamic. That's why I asked if she came back. Like,
yeah,
it would have been like season four, you know, Jenny comes back and gets her some Jack.
Someone's got to reboot this show and incorporate all these old characters in it. They're doing it with every other show. They did it with One Day at a Time on Netflix, Full House on Netflix.
I mean, the sad thing is, you know, obviously they couldn't do like a continuation thing because John Ritter's passed away.
But, yeah.
That would be cool in another world or another parallel universe if he was still alive, if they did like a continuation kind of thing, like 40 years later or whatever. Them in like a senior home or something like that.
Well, I know that there's only five characters left of the cast from all 8 seasons who are still alive. So there's 4 of them are dead. So the 5 of them, well, actually 4 of them, always appear together. They do at events and functions. They work together still, with the exception of Suzanne Summers, because they had a really bad falling out. But Larry Dallas, Janet, Cindy, who, if people aren't familiar with the show, will appear later on in the show, and Terry, who will appear later on in the show. Those 4 people still do, like, I don't know, fanfares or Comic-Cons or fan expos all over.
Oh, wow. That's so interesting.
Yeah, you can
that's
still
cool that they kind of keep it all together, too.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of cool. So, you know, that's something for people to think about. I'm all in if someone wants to reboot this show. It'd be awesome. I'd love to watch it. But yeah. Oh, another thing I wanted to mention was you brought up how, you know, Jack Tripper and Chrissy Snow, Suzanne Summers, John Ritter, these great comedy actors, and Joyce DeWitt, you know, how she didn't do so well after the show as well as those two, but she can keep up with them. There's a little bit in this episode where, you know, Jack leans in to kiss her and she bites his nose.
Oh, that was great. That scene was great.
Yeah. I thought that was a great moment to showcase. Yeah. You know, Janet can really keep up with Chrissy and Jack, you know, so there was that little point.
Which, like you said, the couple, what was it, 2 weeks ago or whatever, where she's the, you know, she's the straight guy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's got to be a little, she can't be as, she doesn't, I mean, even as from, as an actress, she doesn't get as many, moments to shine as far as comedy goes, I think.
Yeah. No, you know? Not, a, not like, not sandwiched between Suzanne Summers and John Ritter. I mean, come on. They're huge, huge presence on set. So yeah, she's just got to be like a character that moves shit forward. Like she's got to be that sister who like is so controlling, or the person who starts the bet between Jack and Chrissy. Like she can't be the one involved in the bet, you know? So yeah, yeah, it's interesting.
Does she ever, as the show progresses and the cast sort of changes somewhat, does she ever, does Janet, does Joyce DeWitt's character ever get a little more silly, or does she stay the straight-laced one of the three?
Okay, well, I will give it up here. She got sillier. Her character got sillier because, and this might be a spoiler, but I think later on, like Priscilla Barnes wasn't that slapsticky with her Terry character. So yeah. Joyce DeWitt became a little more goofy. And I don't really think she needed to do that, but that's just my personal opinion. But yeah, she got a little looser at the tail end of the series.
That was, she came in to replace, it was Suzanne Summers' character, right?
Priscilla Barnes replaced Jenny Lee Harrison, Cindy, who was Chrissy's cousin. Yeah, that's still a ways away. Ace, you got to come back on the Regal Beagle podcast. And yes, you are a casual, admitted casual viewer of the show, but the Regal Beagle podcast is there to make you a super fan of the show. This is why we exist. This is why I'm doing this.
Perfect. Well, you know, it's funny. It was after I watched the three episodes we were planning to discuss, I continued to watch more episodes on YouTube. So it's definitely working.
Oh, that's perfect. Perfect. Well, Ace, thanks for doing this. And thanks for hanging out with us for the last few weeks. You got to come back. The invite is open. The door is open. You don't even have to knock next time. Just walk on through.
Absolutely, Danko. I appreciate you having me.
Thanks, Ace.
Not a problem.